You've spent years giving your focus away, to work, to family, to demands that multiply faster than peace. Every message, every screen, every opinion pulls at the edges of your attention until there's nothing left for you. The result is quiet exhaustion, the kind that hides behind productivity, the kind that builds over decades. And at some point, you realize that no one is coming to rebuild your focus for you. You must do it yourself. That is where the Stoic begins. The world praises speed, but wisdom demands stillness. It rewards display, but strength grows in silence. The Stoics understood that the person who controls attention controls life. When your mind is scattered, you serve every signal. When your mind is centered, you serve only what aligns with principle. This is the battle of modern adulthood, to reclaim the discipline of focus in an age that monetizes distraction. Focus on you until you win. The phrase is not isolation, it is restoration. It is the redirection of energy from noise to structure, from impulse to order. The Stoics would call it living according to nature, the alignment of your will with what is rational and under your control. In practice, it means cleaning your schedule as you would clean your thoughts. It means setting boundaries with people and devices the way you set boundaries with emotion. It means remembering that every distraction carries a cost, and every act of focus pays compound interest. For those who have lived long enough to see that success without peace is failure in disguise, this lecture is a manual. It is not a call for withdrawal from life, but for mastery within it. The Stoics did not retreat from the world. They learned to govern themselves so effectively that the world could not govern them. That is your task now. To build a mind that stays calm when challenged. To create a system that outperforms mood. To become reliable to yourself. What follows is a blueprint for order in a chaotic age. It will move from the internal to the external, from the mind to the environment, from philosophy to behavior. Each section refines attention, discipline, and purpose. Each practice returns power to where it belongs, under your command. This is the way of the modern Stoic, calm in presence, ruthless in execution, and untouched by distraction. Focus on you until you win. Treat this as instruction, not entertainment. Your life is shaped by the inputs you allow, the actions you repeat, and the standards you enforce. You are responsible for these three levers. If you bring them under command, results follow. If you leave them to drift, entropy takes the lead. The Stoics taught self-rule as the foundation of a good life. The same principle drives performance today. Self-rule is not a mood, it is a system. Clear priorities, disciplined execution, and emotional steadiness. Your attention is your gate. Everything enters through it. Trends, news cycles, messages, and opinions compete to occupy your mind. If you protect attention, you protect direction. The practical move is to define what deserves your focus for this season and to remove what does not. Decide the arenas that matter: health, craft, income, family, and service. Assign time and energy to them directly. Cut the rest. Stop sampling every signal. The brain respects scarcity. When attention is scarce, meaning rises. When attention is scattered, meaning decays. Design your day so that attention faces forward, not sideways. Distraction is not only an external force, it is an internal habit. The mind reaches for stimulation when it lacks structure. Build structure. Create a start signal for deep work and a shutdown ritual that ends your workday cleanly. Keep one list for the day and finish it before adding more. Do the most vital task when willpower is fresh. Put your phone in a different room during execution blocks. If your work requires a device, use app-level blocks, full-screen mode, and a single window. Simplicity beats willpower. Fewer choices mean fewer leaks. The audience for this lecture is experienced. You have careers, families, and responsibilities that compound. You do not need hype. You need clarity and a system that respects reality. Energy declines during long days. Stress loads the nervous system. Sleep debt punishes judgment. The answer is not complicated. Sleep at a consistent hour. Wake at a consistent hour. Lift heavy or move with intent at least 3 days per week. Walk daily to stabilize mood and digestion. Eat unprocessed foods in simple patterns. Hydrate early. Reduce alcohol and late caffeine. Keep sunlight in the morning and dim light at night. These are dull rules. They are also force multipliers. When your physiology is stable, your will becomes reliable. Identity grows from behavior. Many people try to change identity with declarations. The Stoic method is different. You change through action that aligns with principle. Define a standard you can keep every day. Keep it for 30 straight days. Expand only after consistency is real. A small standard kept is stronger than an ambitious plan abandoned. Track what you repeat. Do not track what you intend. Put your standard on paper. Review in the morning. Confirm at night. The mind trusts evidence. Give it evidence. Career pressure tests character. Markets shift, technology evolves, and roles expand. The person who remains calm and useful wins. Train for usefulness. Learn skills that compound. Writing, decision-making under constraints, and numerical thinking. Learn to brief up and down. Learn to simplify complex information into clear action. The one who brings order becomes indispensable. Influence follows reliability. Reliability is built by meeting deadlines, communicating early, and avoiding drama. Drama consumes focus without creating value. Goals lose power when they float. Convert each goal into a schedule. If you want strength, schedule sessions. If you want financial independence, schedule study and outreach. If you want better relationships, schedule presence and shared work. A calendar is not a prison. It is a plan that frees you from indecision. Review the plan weekly. Adjust without emotion. Keep a list of 3 priorities for the quarter and keep daily tasks tied to them. If a task does not serve a priority, it is noise. Delete it or defer it. Most people default to reaction. They scroll, respond, and consume. Stoic training flips the default to creation. Build before you browse. Write before you chat. Ship something small before you check metrics. This single rule shifts identity toward agency. Creation also reveals gaps. Gaps call for learning. Learning targeted by gaps is efficient. Build, notice the missing piece, study that piece, and build again. This loop compounds skill and income faster than passive consumption. Stress is part of life. The goal is not zero stress. The goal is appropriate stress with solid recovery. Use physical training to regulate your nervous system. Use breath control to reduce reactivity. Use cold exposure if you choose, but keep it as a tool, not a ritual of identity. The metric is resilience under real pressure, not photos or trends. The standard is simple. When a problem appears, you remain steady enough to act. Train that state with simple drills, box breathing, extended exhales, and slow walks after difficult conversations. Emotions signal priorities. They do not command actions. Anger shows a boundary. Fear shows a risk. Envy shows a value misaligned with effort. Acknowledge the signal, then choose the response. Ask 3 questions. What is under my control? What is the next step? What must I ignore? Write answers in clear language. Act on the next step. Ignore the rest. This is not theory. It is a daily filter that prevents spirals. Habits decide outcomes. Build them like a contractor, not an artist. Define the cue, the action, and the proof. If the cue is morning coffee, the action is writing a single page, and the proof is a dated folder with completed files. If the cue is the gym bag by the door, the action is a full body session, and the proof is logged sets. Proof closes the loop. Without proof, the mind edits history and excuses failure. With proof, you create momentum. Your environment carries silent rules. Every object within reach either serves your goals or steals from them. Walk through your home and workspace. Remove clutter, snacks you do not want, and devices that steal attention. Place tools within reach that support your goals. A water bottle, a notebook, a timer, a pull-up bar, a foam roller, a camera or mic if you create content. Architect your space to make the right action easy. Friction shapes behavior. Boundaries guard the plan. If you say yes to every request, your plan dissolves. Set office hours, communication windows, and response expectations. Tell your team and family the rules. Keep them. If a request conflicts with your priorities, decline without apology. If a meeting has no agenda, ask for one or skip it. If a conversation becomes corrosive, end it. Polite firmness protects your mission and teaches others how to work with you. Money is a tool. Treat it like equipment that supports your values. Keep expenses under control. Build a buffer. Invest in education and tools that produce revenue. Eliminate status spending. Study your market and your leverage. Develop one core offer or skill that people pay for. Then build a simple pipeline. Outreach, offer, delivery, follow-up, referrals. Keep records. Keep promises. Repeat. Income grows from clear value delivered consistently. Aging is data, not defeat. With age, you gain pattern recognition and patience. Use both. Train smarter, recover harder, keep mobility, maintain muscle. Keep community by serving others and by being reliable. Mentor younger colleagues without preaching. Listen to experts younger than you without ego. Combine experience with curiosity, and you will stay valuable. Digital life rewards extremes. The Stoic path rewards steadiness. Do not chase outrage cycles. Do not build identity on public reactions. Keep your values private and your actions public. Post-work, not complaints. Track your own metrics. Sleep kept, workouts completed, pages written, clients served, money saved, time with family protected. These numbers reflect your life more accurately than likes. When setbacks arrive, conduct an after-action review. What happened? What was expected? What went well? What failed? And what will change? Write it. Archive it. The record prevents repeated errors. The record also shows progress across seasons. Your future self will thank you for this discipline. The core principle remains. Focus on you until you win. This is not isolation. It is responsibility. It is better service to others through competence. Give your best work to the people and missions that matter. Remove ego, noise, and vanity metrics. Keep the plan simple and the execution strict. Build days that match your values. Build weeks that reflect your commitments. Build years that earn respect. Mental fortification begins when you take command of thought as you would command a team. The mind responds to leadership. If you lead it with principle and precision, it aligns with direction. If you leave it unattended, it follows impulse. A stoic mind functions as a disciplined unit. Every thought has a role. Every emotion has a reason. Every reaction passes through control. This is not repression, it is management. The goal is harmony between intention and response. To fortify thought, begin with observation. Watch your internal dialogue without interference. Notice the tone, speed, and content of thought. A scattered mind speaks quickly and inconsistently. A trained mind speaks slowly and clearly. Language reflects structure. When you refine language, you refine thinking. Replace vague statements with factual observation. Replace emotional exaggeration with neutral description. The phrase, "I always fail," becomes, "I broke the standard this week." The phrase, "This is unbearable," becomes, "This situation is difficult, but within control." This shift trains the nervous system to stay operational under stress. Seneca taught that the greatest power is self-possession. To possess yourself, you must know the internal terrain, desires, fears, tendencies, and triggers. Write them, name them. Knowledge converts chaos into a map. Once mapped, you can navigate. You cannot eliminate emotion, but you can direct it. You cannot erase past errors, but you can learn their pattern. Mastery comes from relationship with your own nature. The Stoics called this living according to reason, seeing clearly what is and aligning with it through deliberate action. Mental strength is tested when uncertainty expands. The modern world runs on uncertainty, volatile markets, unstable politics, shifting roles. The untrained mind seeks external reassurance. The trained mind builds internal metrics. Ask yourself daily, did I act according to principle? Did I keep composure under pressure? Did I fulfill the duties within my control? These questions replace noise with signal. They restore command when circumstances blur outcomes. Discipline grows by friction. Friction sharpens focus. When discomfort appears, cold, fatigue, rejection, use it as practice in maintaining poise. The Stoics sought voluntary hardship to maintain readiness. Sleep on the floor occasionally, skip luxury occasionally, train in the cold. These acts remind you that comfort is optional and capability is renewable. You do not need to advertise hardship. You need to embody readiness. The mind that can endure controlled adversity without complaint becomes unconquerable when real adversity strikes. A leader of self does not entertain mental excess. You do not rehearse arguments. You do not chase validation. You do not forecast disasters that have not occurred. Each thought must justify its presence. If a thought strengthens awareness, keep it. If it weakens focus, discard it. This is mental hygiene. Keep journals that record insight, not confession. Keep notes that track strategy, not gossip. Guard your inputs with the same care you guard your finances. Weak ideas bankrupt judgment. Routine reflection secures alignment. At day's end, review actions without emotion. What was done well? What failed? What can improve? Write concise conclusions. This builds a factual archive of conduct. Over months, patterns emerge. Improvement becomes visible. You no longer rely on memory. You rely on evidence. The Stoic mind operates on data. It corrects through awareness, not through guilt. As you apply these practices, confidence evolves quietly. True confidence is self-trust built on repeated evidence of control. You do what you say. You stay composed when tested. You complete what you begin. This removes the need for performance or approval. Others sense this steadiness and respond with respect. Influence becomes a byproduct of integrity. From this mental posture, resilience grows naturally. You no longer collapse under failure. You evaluate it. You no longer chase outcomes. You work the process. You no longer envy others. You focus on your role. Every external change becomes material for internal mastery. This is the architecture of fortitude. Principle directs, reason governs, and emotion obeys. It is the core of Stoic philosophy and the foundation of lasting success. Strategic self-control begins with a clear hierarchy of values. The Stoics placed reason at the top, then action, then result. When values are aligned in this sequence, chaos loses its influence. You act because principle demands it, not because the outcome flatters you. This removes volatility from motivation. A clear mind obeys order. When others panic, you apply process. When others freeze, you move according to rule. The disciplined person becomes a stabilizing force amid confusion. To hold composure under pressure, learn to separate what is urgent from what is essential. Urgency is external noise. Essence is internal duty. Most pressure exists in perception, not reality. The Stoic distinguishes between what can be acted upon and what must be endured. He answers urgency with pace. He answers chaos with rhythm. When insulted, he pauses. When praised, he pauses. Control of tempo is control of life. Train yourself to create space before reaction. A single breath can prevent weeks of damage. A short walk can prevent a broken relationship. A measured tone can preserve authority. Control does not mean suppression, it means direction. Energy without direction is chaos. Energy directed by principle becomes strength. Each decision that follows reason rather than emotion compounds power. Self-control is compound interest in motion. When you sense anger rising, slow your body first. Lower the shoulders, breathe through the nose, and speak half as often. When you feel anxiety, shift focus to concrete action. Fold clothes, wash dishes, review data. Physical order restores mental order. When disappointment hits, review what was in your control and what was not. Accept the limit, correct the controllable, and move forward. Each time you recover this way, the nervous system learns stability. Calm becomes reflex. The Stoics taught that true freedom is self-command. A person who cannot control impulses is ruled by them. When pleasure dictates, character decays. When fear dictates, opportunity disappears. The sovereign mind trains to notice impulse at its origin and redirect it. You feel the pull, but choose the course. This ability is trained daily through small disciplines. Rising on the first alarm, finishing a task fully, speaking only what is needed. Each act refines authority. Leadership under pressure demands clarity. During conflict, people look for steadiness more than charisma. Speak few words, but each one deliberate. Make fewer promises, but keep everyone. Decide based on data, not popularity. Admit when wrong, but without self-pity. This posture builds credibility faster than display. The Stoic leader understands that control of others begins with control of self. In the face of adversity, repeat simple rules. Focus on the mission. Maintain composure. Act with justice. Expect discomfort. Stay useful. Simplicity shortens recovery. Complexity extends chaos. When plans collapse, shrink the frame. What is the next correct action? Do it. The moment you act, power returns. The moment you hesitate, confusion grows. Command is maintained through motion. Strategic self-control also involves environmental design. Remove cues that trigger poor decisions. Build signals that trigger discipline. Keep the workspace clean, the wardrobe simple, and your schedule visible. Complexity hides weakness. Order reveals readiness. Each object around you should serve function or meaning. The less friction between intention and action, the more likely you execute with precision. Composure is a habit. Every day provides practice, traffic, deadlines, misunderstandings, fatigue. Each event tests your ability to remain aligned with reason. Do not seek an easy life. Seek a structured life. Structure creates calm. The Stoics understood that when life cannot be made easy, it can still be made orderly. The ordered life becomes peaceful by nature. Through discipline, calm emerges as a byproduct of mastery. Emotional mastery is built in silence. You cannot hear your true state while surrounded by constant stimulation. Spend parts of each day in deliberate quiet. No screens, no music, no talking. Listen to the body, the breath, the pulse. Let thoughts settle. In stillness, the mind reorganizes itself. What remains is clarity. What fades is noise. From clarity, you act with precision. From noise, you react with confusion. The Stoics practiced this withdrawal daily through meditation and solitude to return to command. Stillness is not absence of motion. It is motion without waste. A Stoic walks slowly, breathes evenly, thinks clearly. Even in urgency, he retains inner silence. This silence is power. It is the calm that unnerves those who depend on chaos. When you cultivate stillness, you stop leaking energy into reaction. You conserve focus for creation and decision. People begin to notice your steadiness, not through display, but through presence. Stillness communicates strength without a word. To achieve emotional mastery, observe every emotion as information. Anger signals resistance. Fear signals attachment. Joy signals alignment. None are enemies. They are data. Process the data, then return to reason. The Stoic does not aim to feel nothing but to remain free in feeling. Emotions arise, but they do not seize control. Each time you acknowledge without obeying, you increase capacity. Strength is not the absence of emotion, but the containment of it. Power in stillness comes from knowing what cannot be taken. Titles, possessions, opinions, all can shift. Character, discipline, clarity, these remain yours. Build on what cannot be stolen. The person who bases peace on externals is a hostage. The person who bases peace on principles is sovereign. Practice this by withdrawing approval from things outside your control. Praise loses its hold. Criticism loses its bite. You act for the act itself, free from the market of opinion. Calm authority grows from restraint. You do not rush to prove. You do not argue for dominance. You embody order. Every gesture becomes deliberate. Every decision carries weight. Stillness is persuasive because it signals certainty. When you remain calm in conflict, you demonstrate control. When you remain measured in victory, you demonstrate wisdom. This pattern earns respect silently. True strength requires quiet endurance. Loud resilience is fragile. The Stoics endured imprisonment, exile, and loss with composure. Their lesson endures. External chaos does not define internal peace. You can face disruption without losing balance. You can walk through uncertainty without fear. Inner silence is a fortress built through daily practice, each moment of patience laying another stone. Through stillness, purpose sharpens. When you slow enough to see clearly, priorities arrange themselves without effort. The noise of desire fades. The weight of duty becomes light. From this clarity, every act becomes intentional. You waste nothing. You resist nothing. You move as nature moves, steady, unhurried, complete in each step. This is power without aggression, mastery without struggle. It is the essence of Stoic command. Discipline is repetition performed with awareness. It is the continuous return to principle through action. Each repetition builds proof. Each completion builds identity. When repetition is guided by reason, it no longer feels like effort. It becomes rhythm. The Stoic understands that rhythm sustains where motivation fades. A person who depends on emotion for drive must wait to feel inspired. A disciplined person acts from decision, not from mood. The decision repeats until it becomes character. The discipline loop begins with intention. You define the rule. You decide what matters and in what order. Then you design the structure that keeps that rule alive. Morning routines, work sessions, training hours, recovery windows, all serve the rule. The system is sacred because it removes debate. Once the structure exists, you no longer waste time negotiating with yourself. You execute. The Stoics valued this freedom from internal conflict as true efficiency of the mind. Repetition refines the soul the way training refines the body. Every day you practice the same virtues: patience, diligence, temperance, courage. You respond to failure not with shame, but with correction. You face success not with pride, but with gratitude. The loop of discipline turns both pleasure and pain into training material. Nothing is wasted. Each reaction becomes part of the curriculum of character. When you repeat this cycle long enough, you develop serenity, the steady assurance that no matter what happens, you can respond with order. To maintain the loop, track your standards. Write the date, the task, and the completion. Review your record weekly. This is not vanity, it is verification. The mind forgets victories quickly, but stores every failure vividly. Evidence of consistency protects motivation from distortion. When doubt arises, you can point to the proof. Seneca wrote that a person who does not keep a record of progress drifts like a ship without course. Your log is your compass. Repetition also trains humility. The same tasks repeated daily reveal how much you still overlook. You realize that mastery is endless. Marcus Aurelius wrote of doing the same duties every morning as an emperor and a man, greeting the day, attending to state, serving reason. Repetition did not bore him, it centered him. He saw in repetition the opportunity to improve precision, to bring grace to familiar motions. Routine becomes art when performed with full attention. When fatigue appears, use rhythm to continue. Reduce the load, but keep the loop. If you cannot train the body, train the breath. If you cannot write a page, write a sentence. Keep contact with discipline. Momentum is fragile. Protect it with small wins. The Stoics warned against long breaks in habit. Once rhythm breaks, inertia takes hold. Return as quickly as possible. Even a short session of disciplined action restores command over the day. The discipline loop also depends on recovery. Continuous strain dulls judgment. The Stoic rests with intent, not indulgence. Rest is preparation for the next cycle. Sleep, silence, solitude, these are maintenance acts of the spirit. During recovery, review conduct and refine methods. Ask, where did I waste energy? What improved efficiency? What felt aligned with principle? These reflections sharpen the next round of effort. Every repetition should be connected to purpose. Without purpose, repetition decays into drudgery. Purpose gives meaning to endurance. When you wake early, train, study, or serve, remember why these acts matter. The Stoics anchored purpose in virtue, the pursuit of excellence in thought and deed. When purpose and discipline unite, fatigue loses its power. Work becomes worship. Action becomes philosophy in motion. Over years, the discipline loop transforms into identity. You become predictable to yourself. You trust your own decisions because they align with history. External validation fades because internal evidence is enough. The Stoic ideal is a life so ordered that self-respect is automatic. Each morning you rise into duty, each night you return to reflection. Between them lies the rhythm of mastery. The disciplined mind does not chase intensity, it seeks continuity. Short bursts of effort impress spectators but vanish quickly. Continuous effort shapes destiny. The Stoics admired constancy, the ability to remain the same in good fortune and hardship. Constancy is built by showing up at the same hour, performing the same duties, applying the same reason, until discipline becomes peace. When repetition and awareness merge, the individual disappears into the work. This is freedom, to live guided by principle, untouched by chaos. The hierarchy of mastery begins with virtue, rises through decision, and culminates in value. Virtue is the root. It defines what is good. Decision is the trunk. It determines what grows from each choice. Value is the canopy. It expresses what the life produces. This order mirrors nature, roots unseen but strong, structure upright, result visible. The Stoic aligns all action with this internal architecture. When each level supports the next, chaos cannot reach the core. At the base lies virtue. Wisdom governs perception, ensuring that what you see is true. Courage governs action, ensuring that what you do is right. Justice governs relation, ensuring that how you treat others is fair. Temperance governs desire, ensuring that what you pursue is balanced. These four pillars support every decision. Remove one, and the structure leans. Together, they form the code of inner order. When the code is clear, choices become simple. Complexity fades when principle leads. From virtue arises decision. Decision is the daily expression of philosophy. It converts thought into movement. Every moment contains a choice between impulse and reason, and this choice defines your character. The Stoic does not ask what feels right, but what aligns with principle. In this way, each decision reinforces the architecture of the mind. You are not building walls, but reinforcing command centers, each one a declaration of sovereignty over self. At the highest level sits value. Value is the translation of virtue and decision into the external world. It is how your conduct serves others, contributes to society, and shapes the legacy of your name. Stoic value is not performance, it is presence. You contribute without fanfare, act without applause, and serve without expectation. When the internal hierarchy is aligned, value radiates outward naturally. The disciplined life becomes a source of stability for others. To sustain this hierarchy, self-review is constant. Each night, ask, did I act according to wisdom? Did courage guide my response? Was justice present in my dealings? Did temperance control my appetite? These four questions align behavior with philosophy. Over years, they ingrain the order into instinct. The mind begins to self-correct automatically. Discipline becomes self-awareness in motion. As mastery matures, the hierarchy fuses into unity. Virtue informs decision, decision refines value, and value renews virtue. This cycle mirrors the Stoic understanding of nature, everything returning to the source that gave it form. The wise person lives in continuous alignment with this circle. There is no conflict between thought and action, no distance between principle and practice. Clarity replaces doubt, and peace replaces struggle. At this stage, calm rises into authority. The person who lives by hierarchy commands respect through presence alone. Speech slows, movements become deliberate, choices carry precision. The mind no longer reacts, it governs. The world senses this difference. Authority no longer needs declaration, because discipline makes it visible. Power becomes quiet, and quiet becomes power. This is the ascension of the Stoic hierarchy, a life ordered from within, guided by virtue, executed through disciplined decision, and expressed as enduring value. It is the architecture of command, the foundation of peace, and the pathway to true sovereignty over self and circumstance. Influence is the reflection of order. It is the visible shadow of inner stability. The Stoic does not seek to influence through persuasion, but through demonstration. People are drawn to those who carry calm in chaos. They trust the one who remains steady when conditions shift. This trust is influence, the earned gravity of composure. True influence begins when your conduct becomes a mirror for others to measure themselves against. To lead without force, you must become reliable in silence. Your words carry weight only when your actions have history. The Stoics taught that example is the most persuasive argument. When you live with consistency, you become the proof others need. Advice means little compared to the sight of someone who practices what they teach. Influence is not projection. It is alignment between principle and behavior so exact that contradiction cannot be found. Composure under pressure is the highest form of communication. In crisis, people do not remember slogans. They remember the person who remained calm. When you speak few words but everyone precise, you anchor others. When you withhold judgment until facts appear, you teach patience. When you act with dignity, even when insulted, you model strength. Each gesture instructs. Each restraint demonstrates power without aggression. To develop this influence, train awareness of presence. Notice your tone, posture, and pacing. A steady rhythm of movement conveys confidence without effort. Slow responses create space for respect. Control of breath anchors the body and the message. The Stoic influence operates through subtleties. Others sense the order before they understand it. Your serenity becomes contagious. Your restraint becomes discipline for the room. Influence also depends on impartiality. The Stoic treats praise and blame as equal tests of ego. Praise tempts pride, blame tempts defensiveness. When you remain unmoved by both, you prove independence. People respect the person who does not bend to approval or opposition. Influence grows when consistency survives judgment. Those who act the same in solitude as in company command quiet authority. The modern world confuses influence with visibility. The Stoic separates them completely. Visibility seeks attention. Influence creates direction. A person with real command shapes environment without display. You walk into a room and the tone shifts. Meetings grow focused. Conflict calms. This is not charisma. It is clarity projected through presence. When the internal hierarchy is stable, the external world responds with alignment. To lead effectively, combine empathy with firmness. Understand before you instruct. Listen before you correct. When discipline is expressed through understanding, it becomes service, not domination. People follow willingly when they feel seen yet guided by higher standards. The Stoic leader acts not to control others, but to elevate them. Influence is stewardship, the transfer of order from one disciplined mind to many. Never rush to prove authority. Let time do the work. Let consistency speak. The Stoics believed that influence measured across years is the only kind that matters. The temporary thrill of admiration fades. The quiet respect earned through discipline endures. Influence that grows slowly becomes unbreakable because it rests on evidence, not charisma. Each year of integrity adds another layer of gravity to your presence. Ultimately, Stoic influence is invisible to its owner. You do not feel powerful. You feel responsible. You understand that leadership is not privilege but duty, the duty to embody order so that others may find direction through your example. Influence reaches its peak when you no longer seek it. The more you focus on command of self, the more the world adjusts to your standard. This is the paradox of Stoic authority. To lead is to serve reason so completely that others follow without being told. Legacy is built in silence, shaped by action, and confirmed by time. The Stoic does not announce legacy. He builds systems of integrity that outlast him. Each day of consistency, each act of restraint, each decision aligned with virtue becomes a stone in a structure that remains when the individual is gone. Legacy is not a monument to ego. It is a signal of order left behind for others to use as direction. The foundation of legacy is usefulness. Ask, who benefits from my discipline? Who gains from my steadiness? Influence without service is vanity. Influence that uplifts becomes legacy. The Stoic serves through precision, honesty, and reliability. When you improve a process, mentor a person, or maintain justice in small affairs, you contribute to the invisible architecture of civilization. The quality of the world improves through the quiet excellence of disciplined individuals. Reflection deepens legacy. The Stoic reviews not only his day, but his impact. What did my presence correct today? What did it calm? What did it build? Legacy is sustained by awareness of consequence. Every action ripples outward. The Stoic ensures that each ripple carries reason, not impulse. By managing himself, he manages the energy he contributes to the collective. The ascension of the Stoic ends not with recognition, but with continuity. You act well today so that tomorrow continues in order. You build a mind so disciplined that even your absence guides others. When your words are gone, your habits remain visible in the systems, teams, or families you shaped. This is immortality in the Stoic sense, the persistence of order beyond presence. From reflection, the tone rises into command. The disciplined life becomes directive for those who witness it. Your stillness becomes an instruction. Your choices become precedent. You no longer teach philosophy, you embody it. People do not hear your values, they feel them. The Stoic reaches this height not through ambition, but through surrender to principle. You become an instrument of reason itself. To live at this level is to understand that self-mastery is world mastery. When you command your perception, your reactions, and your duties, you participate in the order that sustains existence. Legacy then becomes universal. You add structure to the whole. The Stoic's final lesson is simplicity. Control what you can, act with virtue, accept what remains. From this triad springs peace. From peace springs influence. From influence springs legacy. You began by learning to focus on yourself. You trained the mind, shaped the habits, and clarified the structure of your days. You removed distraction, emotion, and dependence on approval. You built systems that reflect principle and conduct that sustains respect. Through this process, self-focus evolved into mastery, and mastery became service. To focus on yourself until you win is not selfish. It is preparation to serve through excellence. Win through order, lead through calm, endure through virtue. This is the Stoic way to victory, the quiet kind that needs no witness. When you live by this standard, you no longer chase peace, you carry it. You no longer seek respect, you command it. You no longer wait to win, you are winning in every disciplined act. The Stoic knows, the one who commands himself has already conquered the world. Behavioral order converts principle into motion. It is the lived structure that keeps your mind, body, and work aligned without negotiation. When order holds, life feels lighter even when responsibilities grow. The weight does not disappear. You develop the frame to carry it. Begin with anchor points. Anchors are the few non-negotiable actions that define your day. Wake at a fixed hour. Hydrate. Expose your eyes to morning light. Move the body with intent. Review priorities on a single card. These anchors set the tempo. They tell the nervous system that the day is under command. You can adjust intensity, but anchors remain. They are the signature of a disciplined person. Build the day as a sequence of clean blocks. Deep work sits first when will is strongest. Collaboration sits next when communication is clearest. Logistics and admin sit later when precision begins to dip. Recovery windows punctuate the schedule to keep the mind sharp. A 10-minute walk resets attention. A short breath drill removes adrenaline. A quiet lunch without screens protects digestion and focus. Order protects output better than effort. Design an evening descent. Stimulants stop early. Lights dim. Devices leave the bedroom. The mind reviews the day on paper. 3 wins, 1 correction, 1 priority to stage for morning. A prepared morning is a gift from your evening self. Sleep becomes an act of strategy, not escape. The person who wins the evening wins the morning. The person who wins the morning wins the day. Keep a weekly council with yourself. This is a meeting, not a mood. Calendar open, numbers visible, priorities measured against action. Ask, what created value? What created drag? What must be dropped? What must be doubled? Decide, then adjust the plan. People change quickly when they can see their life as a dashboard instead of a blur. The Stoic composes his week with the same care a general composes a campaign. Run life through filters that remove noise. Filter 1, locus of control. Label what is yours and what is not. Filter 2, time horizon. Separate the urgent from the important. Filter 3, integrity. Choose the option that leaves self-respect intact. Filter 4, energy. Pick the path that sustains stamina across months, not minutes. With these filters, decisions compress from complexity into clarity. You stop asking for permission from mood. Discipline thrives when friction is low. Make right actions easy to start and hard to skip. Place tools where you use them. Prepare clothes the night before. Stage your workstation. Keep a default meal plan for heavy days. Automate bills, batch errands. Each solved friction returns attention to creation. The world rewards creators who waste nothing. Shape your presence. Speech carries order when it is short, factual, and steady. Posture signals command when shoulders are low. Breath is nasal and slow, and movements are deliberate. Eye contact held for a beat longer communicates certainty without aggression. You are not performing, you are conserving energy. Authority grows where there is no leak. Build a code for relationships. Keep promises. Answer messages inside defined windows. Offer help without gossip. Praise in public. Correct in private. Decline politely and firmly. End corrosive conversations early. Loyalty means telling the truth with respect. Boundaries are acts of care because they protect the mission and the bond at the same time. Protect the digital perimeter. Remove apps that are designed to harvest attention. Disable non-essential notifications. Keep a single input hour for news. Treat search feeds like fire, useful, dangerous, and strictly contained. The mind becomes what it consumes. Choose sources that sharpen judgment, not ones that flood the nervous system. Practice voluntary hardship to stay ready. Cold exposure, heat training, hills, fasts, and workshops outside your comfort field. Do these as a craftsman, not a showman. The goal is nervous system range and willpower maintenance. Enter, endure, exit, log, no theatrics. The ritual is purification for some, resilience training for others. Either path hardens resolve. Hold money as responsibility. Earn through real value. Spend beneath income. Keep clean books. Pay people on time. Invest for stability and freedom. Avoid status purchases. A calm financial base reduces reactivity and preserves integrity during pressure. Freedom of choice is a byproduct of discipline in numbers. Face crisis with a drill. Breathe, stabilize body, gather facts, shrink the frame to the next correct action. Communicate clearly in one paragraph. Move. Reassess after movement. Document lessons. Crisis exposes process. Each event upgrades the operating system. The person who drills recovery becomes the person who recovers first. Use seasons strategically. Winter for consolidation and strength. Spring for expansion and outreach. Summer for visibility and travel. Autumn for systems and depth. Tie projects to seasons so the mind stops fighting variance in energy and embraces it as a rhythm. Rhythms keep long careers healthy. Rhythm is nature's version of discipline. Strengthen the mind through reading with purpose. Keep a small shelf. Stoics for principle, strategy for decision, biography for pattern, science for method. Read slowly. Extract one rule per book and implement for 30 days. Most people collect ideas and starve for action. You will collect action and let ideas earn their way into your life. Treat the body as a partner in thought. Lift to maintain muscle and bone. Walk to process ideas. Stretch to keep joints young. Eat to fuel cognition. Hydrate early. Respect sunlight. Respect darkness. The brain is an organ. Treat it like one. Philosophy lives better inside a healthy frame. Midlife is not decline, it is consolidation of power. You have enough data to decide who you are and what matters. Cut the projects that drain without return. Choose the missions that justify sacrifice. Teach without superiority. Learn without insecurity. Combine firmness with humility and you become unshakable. Create a standard for speech. Say what is true. Say only what is needed. Say it kindly or remain silent. Words build worlds. Sloppy language creates sloppy outcomes. Precise language creates precise actions. Practice the discipline of one clear paragraph instead of 10 scattered sentences. People will trust you because you conserve their time. Keep private rituals that stabilize identity. Make the bed slowly. Clean the desk completely. Sharpen a pencil before writing. Tie your shoes the same way before training. Micro-rituals are anchors. They remind the mind, this is who we are and this is how we begin. Measure life with honest metrics. Hours of deep work, workouts completed, meals cooked at home, evenings without screens, money saved, promises kept, arguments avoided, books finished, days sober, steps walked, acts of service. These numbers are quiet trophies. They outlast comments and likes because they are evidence to yourself. Refuse cynicism. It is a lazy posture dressed as intelligence. The Stoic is skeptical but constructive. He tests claims against reality and then builds something useful. Build and you will earn optimism grounded in competence. That optimism reinforces discipline during hard seasons. When you fail, apply the F2-F3 rule. First slip, reflect, correct, re-enter with calm. Repeated slip, full reset, standard restored without negotiation. Guilt wastes fuel. A clear reset restores direction. The point is not to feel bad, but to be better. Leave rooms better than you found them. Finish what you start. Put tools back. Pay your share. Keep timelines. Offer gratitude. These small acts accumulate social capital and self-respect. They are the street level of virtue. Hold a vision of the person you are becoming, not as fantasy, but as alignment. Ask daily, what would a disciplined, calm, just person do next? Do that act. Identity comes from repeated answers to that question. Carry this final rule into every space. Focus on you until you win. Focus means attention on principle, action on duty, and patience with results. When attention is clean and action is steady, results appear. When results appear, expand service. Winning is not domination. Winning is continuous alignment with reason expressed through useful work. If you keep this order across days and seasons, the world around you changes shape. Problems become projects. Noise becomes signal. Pressure becomes proof. You become the person others rely on because you became the person you can rely on. That is the Stoic victory, quiet, complete, and earned.